From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. Indian police said Friday they have detained five officials of IBRCL, the construction company that was building the bridge that collapsed Thursday in the eastern city of Kolkata, killing at least 23 people and injuring 80 more. Earlier Friday, police said a case of culpable homicide has been opened against the construction firm. Sita Pedapati is IBRCL's chief lawyer.
IBRCL and its concerned staff will cooperate with the investigation. We will give the maximum support what we have to give. We are anxious to know why it happened as well. We want to know the reason why it happened.
Witnesses reported seeing vehicles and people under the bridge when it came down. The bridge had been under construction for at least 9 years. North Korea is reportedly jamming GPS signals in South Korea, affecting some communications and navigation systems, but so far not causing any significant disruptions. On Friday, Seoul's science ministry said the disruption, which has supposedly been ongoing for the last month, has affected 58 airplanes and about 70 vessels in South Korea. Some ships were forced to return to port because of the jamming, but there have been no reports of any air traffic disruptions. Also on Friday, North Korea launched another projectile, presumed to be a ballistic missile, into the sea, according to the South Korean military. These provocations are the latest in a series of threatening acts Pyongyang has committed, seemingly to protest the ongoing joint U.S. and South Korean military exercises and in retaliation for tough new U.N. sanctions. This is VOA News. The trial of two Turkish journalists has resumed. Cumhuriyet newspaper editor-in-chief Can Dündar and Ankara bureau chief Erdem Gül are facing charges of espionage and aiding a terrorist organization for their reporting that alleged the government was smuggling arms to Syria. They could get sentences of life imprisonment if found guilty. Protesters have gathered at the courthouse in Istanbul chanting, "Free press, free society." The men are accused of publishing images that date back to January 2014 of Syria-bound trucks, which the newspaper said proved Turkey was smuggling arms into that country. U.S. President Barack Obama will speak Friday at the end of the second and final day of the Nuclear Security Summit in Washington, attended by world leaders. Obama hosted a dinner Thursday night for the 50 world leaders attending the summit that is keenly focused on the simmering threat of North Korea's developing and using nuclear weapons. Pyongyang's latest provocation came Friday when South Korean media said North Korea fired a suspected ballistic missile into the Sea of Japan, raising tension among Pyongyang, Seoul, and South Korea's Western allies. Before the launch, President Obama met Thursday with leaders of South Korea and Japan about a united effort to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula.
We've directed our teams to work diligently in the coming weeks and months to elaborate additional steps that we can take collectively in order to ensure that we have a denuclearized Korean Peninsula and that we can restore a sense of stability and peace to the region.
The European Union and Greece will begin sending migrants from the Greek Isles to Turkey on Monday. The deportation plan, which includes Syrians, is part of a deal reached 2 weeks ago between the Turkish government and the EU. The agreement seeks to ease Europe's migrant crisis, but human rights activists in Europe have protested the deal. The United Nations has given Myanmar's incoming civilian government, led by Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy, 100 days to improve living conditions for the country's ethnic minority Rohingya community. On Tuesday, the outgoing government lifted a nearly four-year state of emergency imposed on the volatile Rakhine state, where the Rohingya are currently denied citizenship and say they are heavily persecuted. The Rohingya are unable to travel freely in Myanmar, cannot travel, and are largely barred from higher education. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.